This is Justin Alwell from Messiah Congregation in Washington Mills, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for the day. Who can hear a whisper anymore? Elijah hid, fearful and distraught in a cave. The battle of Baal was behind him, as was a vengeful queen. And as Elijah hid, the Lord produced loud, awesome, cataclysmic displays, but he was in none of them. The god called Baal was associated with thunders and lightnings and earthquakes, all this natural phenomena. And this is why the silence stumped the priests of Baal. They cried out, but there was silence. In the silence, they found only despair. They cried more, they cut deeper, but still nothingness stood in contrast to their noise. See, the Lord purposely displayed his power in nature, but then he showed his power in presence. As he said to Elijah, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" See, he wasn't in the thunders and the lightnings and the earthquakes. He was in Kol Demamadacha, the voice, the sound of sheer silence. There he spoke to Elijah's heart. That same sheer silence that stood in contrast to the voicings of the priests of Baal now speaks to the prophet Elijah. And in hearing his voice, the voice of comfort and presence, Elijah returns to the mission. Now, noise. We live in a noisy generation, from the noise of civilization itself to the noises that are in our pockets. We believed, of course, that the technological advancement would give an opportunity for a quality of life unknown to previous generations, and in a way, of course, it has done that. But what about all of the noise? Who can hear a whisper anymore? It always amazes me when the sound of worship music stops during a service and the silence takes over. And there, like Elijah, we find ourselves hearing the voice of sheer silence, the holy hush, as it's called. And without fail, you will hear people catch their breath in that moment when the noise gives way to silence and the presence of the Lord is almost palpable. Now, of course, Scripture tells us to make a joyful noise, to break the silence and give that unto him. But we mustn't forget the power of silence in an age saturated with noise. Who can hear a whisper anymore? What are the Baalim, the false gods that are present in our lives today that invade the quiet where the Lord wants to meet with you and me? Those ever-present notifications, the beeps, the boops, the rings, the tweets, all remind us of something out there, somewhere, that is desperate for our attention. But how often is the Lord in those notifications or in those beeps and boops and tweets? Can we still hear the sacred in the midst of all of the profanity? Who can hear a whisper anymore? Those who dare to let the gods of this age take a back seat to the presence of the living God. Friends, this isn't a rebuke of our technology, but a reminder that when the noise stops, the Lord will be there to speak into that silence to us, to our hearts, and redirect our lives from the cave of fear to a life of victorious meaning in him. Remember the words of Jesus, "I have said these things to you, that you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Amen and amen. This has been Justin Alwell from Messiah Congregation in Washington Mills, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for the day.